I'm Tom Whalen.
I'm Jade A.
I'm Jade A and the Day Home Team with Real Estate Teams with our weekly real estate podcast featuring the Mid-Atlantic area, Maryland, Virginia, Southern Pennsylvania. We have an anniversary coming up, the third anniversary of our getting together at M&T Bank Stadium for the biggest rivalry in the AFC.
It's the most fun. It's the game I look forward to the most. One, because of the game. Two, you know, we love having your company. And like I said, I told you after the first one, I was like, this is going to become a tradition for us.
Well, good for Ravens fans, because the past 2 years I've come, the Ravens have beat the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Yes, even not having, even having Mallett last
year. Ryan Mallett, the hammer. He hung his hat on that game. I happened to be there the time he was Joe Montana and beat the Pittsburgh Steelers.
I think that game is probably what considered how the Ravens have locked him in as their backup quarterback, because, you know, of the games that matter the most to them, winning at home against Pittsburgh is a big one.
That's so much fun. What a great event that is, going to M&T Bank Stadium cheering for the Ravens. It really is a good time.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I was shocked when you and I were talking, and again, this is years ago, to find out that you had never been. And I'm like, you haven't seen anything until you've been. The stadium is absolutely amazing. The fans, the noise level, the excitement of the game. It's, you know, a lot of people say, oh, I'd rather watch it at home. It's a, you know, people that say that must not have decent seats or have been to the home games, because I think they're absolutely amazing. I normally don't even miss the preseason games. I just enjoy being able to be there for every game. It's a
spectacle.
It is.
There's always something going on. When you're watching all the commercials on TV, there's something happening on the field that's going to draw your interest.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it always does. And I said, you'll see this year, they've done some enhancements on the jumbo screens. They're massive now, and the resolution is amazing.
Oh, really? Different than last year?
Yeah, they upgraded them.
Okay, cool. So here we are in the middle of football season, Jay. Let me ask you a question. When I was a young guy and a house would go on the market in our neighborhood, my mom and her friends, whenever they had an open house, they were just dying to see the interior of that house. They would go through the house just to see how it's decorated, see the furniture, just being snooty and nosy, and that would be a great outing for them.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's funny you ask that, because we have some people that when we talk to them, we're like, you know, and we tell them open houses are not really the vehicle for getting the home sold. Now, some people want us to at least do one or two or try, and we do to show them. But realistically, in today's world where everything is digital, you can see all the pictures. Depending upon the plan you choose when you list with us, we might even offer 3D where you can actually put your Google Glass thing on and put your phone on it. You can walk through the house.
You can walk through the house and the entire property. I've seen this. It's amazing.
Yeah, it's a neat thing. But we do occasionally do them. But there's a lot of, you know, a lot of people do the open houses, and the goal is they end up meeting people that may be looking, or depending upon the area you're in, there's people that come in looking for decorating ideas. There's nosy neighbors, and, you know,
that was my mother. Yeah. Her and her friends, they wanted to see what the house looked like.
And you'd be amazed. I mean, people, and they'll flat out tell you, oh, no, I just live down the street and I've always wondered what the inside of this house looked like.
Now, I can see where it makes sense with a model home in a new neighborhood, because that's showcasing what your life can be like. But a house where somebody's lived in before, now, with J-Day and the Day Home Team, isn't that open house available for a buyer just about any time, a serious buyer?
Yeah, I mean, realistically, so I'll talk about, if you do a generic open house and you put the signs out, and again, we do them occasionally because, you know, like say, for example, we have a resale home and it's in a neighborhood where they're still building new construction, where you're going to have a bunch of people coming through looking at the new homes, but maybe they want something that's immediate move-in. It may make sense in that situation. But so the downside of an open house on a resale home is, one, and you sort of nailed it with that statement you made, you don't know if the people that are coming in are even qualified. You know, these are strangers coming into your house. It could be someone scoping out your house to figure out what's in here. Is there anything valuable that I can come back and get later? And
I believe you. Now, does a seller say, look, we're going to have an open house. I want everybody to come and see it. This is something that I want as part of my service.
Yeah, it's a conversation that's done at the time of listing consult. And our job is to sort of educate the people, give them an idea of the goods and the bads, and then we make a decision whether we're going to do one or not. Ultimately, they really don't sell houses. They really don't, unless, you know, like you said, if we're in a neighborhood where it's a bunch of new construction, we'll take advantage of it. Or we had a home that we have under contract now in Pennsylvania, and it was a renovated historic Victorian, and pictures couldn't even do it justice. It was an absolutely stunning home. And we actually did that. We only did one open house there. And the reason we did it, it was tied into, they had this huge fall, well, not fall, a huge festival in Hanover, Pennsylvania. And the festival brought, you know, on average 15, 20,000 people to the area. And our house happened to be in the path of all of the festivities.
Perfect.
So taking advantage of the people coming in, with it being a unique, cool looking house, you utilize that to bring people in so that they may see something that they might not have been looking at otherwise. But, you know, for the most part, like you said, it doesn't really get it done.
Why does it seem to always happen on a Sunday?
Oh,
Because of availability, people are off work.
Well, you know, a lot of people will come in, you know, they have their church in the morning. Their Sunday is sort of their leisurely day.
I understand.
So Saturday, if you have kids, most of the time that's when you've got soccer, baseball, football, whatever the kid activities are. And Sunday is sort of the chill out time where people might go around. I know when I was a kid, I grew up in Baltimore, and my dad would have Sunday was our drive around the country. Growing up in the city, we didn't see country stuff.
I understand.
So, you know, we would go out every Sunday. We didn't go to open houses, but we would drive around the countryside and go to, I can't remember the restaurant. It was somewhere in Carroll County, and they had chickens outside and, you know, like crazy stuff that you'd be able to see. And it was like a smorgasbord type thing. And but people typically will pick the Sundays, or sometimes they have them Saturdays. But, you know, you mentioned football season. Believe it or not, because the area we're in, and you've got, you know, Redskin fans, you've got Ravens fans, and actually we have a lot of Steelers fans in this area too.
Oh my gosh, we have too many Steelers fans in this area. I mean, now Eagle fans are working their way in.
Yeah, so there's so many people that want to watch the football games that Sunday open houses are impacted because of football season.
Oh, come on. You mean it between now and the end of football season, you have an open house on a Sunday, there's actually going to be a small turnout because of football games?
Yeah, we look at the schedules.
Oh, and is that right?
We're like, okay, it's a bye week. Or, oh, they're playing Monday, so we're going to be okay. Or it's a night game, so we should be fine. We've definitely seen a correlation between the football season and people showing up at open houses.
One of the themes that we've had since we've even started doing these podcasts, Jay, is the lack of inventory for houses under $500,000. Does it still hold true? Put your house on the market, it might not even go on the market.
Yeah, it's still, that has not changed. It really hasn't. It's sort of surprising that, you know, the inventory in that price point is still very low, and things are moving very quickly. I mean, trying to find homes in that price point, they just move super fast, and you can get away with maybe not having to do as many repairs, and you can sell them fairly quickly. I mean, we just had a closing. I covered for one of my agents, and we had a closing it was 2 weeks ago in Brunswick, and it was under $200,000 for a detached home. It was an older home.
I know the home. I saw it.
Yeah, you know, it went super fast because the inventory in that price point doesn't exist. And Tom, interest rates are still crazy low. I mean, I asked the woman who bought this house because, you know, she was probably closer to my age, and she was a first-time home buyer. So, you know, years ago, first-time home buyers typically ended up being, you know, you think about younger people buying their home the first time. And I asked her, I was like, "And what made you decide to buy?" And she said, "Actually, I needed a four-bedroom house, and because me and my kids, and realistically, when I looked at it, the rent was going to be more than a mortgage because the interest rates are so low." She says, "So why am I going to spend $1,300 to $1,500 in rent when I was able to buy this house and only spend $1,100 a month and have a tax write-off?"
I have a friend of mine who's a contractor, and he was flipping homes. He was buying homes, fixing them up, renovating them, and selling them. He says people are now buying these homes to live in them. There's no inventory to buy a house and flip it and turn it over and sell it, that people are buying these homes and moving in for permanently.
Yeah, it's funny because when the market is slow, the investors love it because they end up being able to get good deals because people won't buy things that need work or aren't perfect. But again, because rental fees are so high and the rent amount, I mean, there's someone in my office, and, you know, like I said, I was talking with them about rents, and, you know, a townhouse in Frederick could be $1,600, $1,800 a month. And you could buy a house for a whole lot less than that because, again, the rates are below 4%. You know, people are missing out if they think that it makes sense because, you know, there are some advantages over renting versus owning. And you're probably shocked to hear me say that because as an agent, you know, my job is to sell homes. But, you know, you do need to have some reserves because the disadvantage if you're an owner, if your water heater goes up, guess what? You're not calling the landlord. If, you know, if there's an electrical issue, you're not calling the landlord. It's all on you now. So you do need to make sure you have a cushion. But, you know, if you're looking at saving $400 a month from rent to buy, it might make sense to buy. But just realize there are little unforeseen things that can happen, like your AC unit goes up or you have an issue with your heating or, like I said, your water heater. You need to have a cushion. But like I said, right now, it's amazing how low the prices could be for your mortgage compared to what you're paying in rent.
I've lived in the same place now for about 19 years, and so I didn't really look around. But that the rental market, that has changed in the past 15, 20 years to where these rents are staggering.
Oh, yeah. And, you know, when the market, what happened is, you know, there was this massive increase in values. So many people lost their homes and the foreclosures happened. So their credit was crushed. And since their credit is crushed and they can't qualify for a mortgage, but they still need to have a place to live, that allowed the rental amounts to increase. And, you know, with the interest rates being lower, unfortunately, those people can't take advantage of having a mortgage and they're sort of stuck. So they have to rent. But they were used to paying $3,000 a month for a mortgage. And maybe they struggled and couldn't afford it, so maybe now they can only afford $2,500. That's what sort of gave that big variance in how the rental prices are so expensive. And I mean, you know, we're going through the stuff with your buddy Dave here at the station. We're going to be helping him buy soon. And he realized the same thing. He's like, man, the rental... then what I'm going to be spending on rent is sort of crazy compared to what I could spend and be an actual homeowner.
Can somebody come to you and say, look, Jay, I can afford a mortgage of $2,500 a month? Well, that statement, can you work with that?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I said, we just got someone in that was under $1,200 in a detached home. I mean, it was Brunswick, so it was a little further out. You know, some people will say, you know, I want to be in Frederick City and I want my mortgage to be $1,100. Just with the taxes alone, that's going to be almost impossible. But our goal is to try to find out what people's budget is and try and see if there's a way we can make it work or we might even be able to save them money. And then we can't give them details on what they're going to save tax-wise, but they talk to an accountant and they realize, you know, after talking to the accountant, they might even be saving more. Like, let's say they were paying $2,000 in rent and now their mortgage is $1,500. It looks like they're saving $500, but after seeking advice from a tax professional, they might actually be saving $700 a month.
So we're coming up now on our 50th podcast, and we sometimes assume people just know everything that we're talking about all the time, but what it breaks down to as far as Jay and his team goes, if you have a home for sale under $500,000, then they have buyers right now. This may not even make it on the market. People will buy these homes right away.
Yeah, we do a lot of stuff and get it moved in the coming soon because there's certain people that want to be in specific districts for schools. They want to have a specific type of house. And, you know, I think I told you, it was over a year ago, we moved back to the Frederick area and we found our house in coming soon. It wasn't listed with us, but we saw it in the coming soon. And I was there at 9 o'clock in the morning, the first day it was on the market, and I bought it. Because, you know, I knew what I wanted. It wasn't available. And we were ready to pull the trigger as soon as something hit the market. There's tons of people that we have under buyer agency agreements. Our team has a lot of people out there looking, just waiting for the right property to even become available.
Just like you, waiting to pull the trigger.
Exactly.
So sellers, call Jay. Buyers, don't wait if you're looking over a house right now.
Oh, yeah. It's, you know, it's funny because some people think that you may be pushy with things. It's not a matter of being pushy. It's just it's a real shame. And unfortunately, a lot of buyers learn the hard way. They're like, you know, I want to think about it. And then a day or two later, they're like, I'm ready to do something. And we tell them, it's gone.
Home of the week.
Home of the week. 110 Water Run Street in Tawnytown, Maryland. So up there in Carroll County.
Carroll County.
You can get a lot of house for your money.
Faithful listeners in from Tawny Town.
Yes, yes. This home is actually, is only a couple years old. It was built in 2014. It's a detached home, two-car garage, three bedrooms, three full baths, one half bath, over 2,600 finished square feet. And get this, only $280,000.
That's amazing.
So, you know, if you wanted something new, this is as good as new. Yeah, your roof and all your mechanicals are only 2 years old, 2 or 3 years old. Great opportunity. Check it out on WFRE.com under our real estate podcast or go to dayhometeam.com. Again, 110 Water Run Street, Tawny Town, Maryland, $280,000, three bed, three full bath, one half bath. Great home.
I'm Tom Whalen.
I'm Jay Day.
I'm Jay Day and the Day Home Team of Real Estate Teams, weekly real estate podcast. Thank you for listening. Tell your friends all about it.